Well, Bison Boys track off and running, Coach. UNK, I know you took kind of a big crew to Kearney there, but had a chance to get your feet wet, get the season going a little bit, and get some really good competition yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, I thought we took probably, I think we competed 20 kids yesterday. Well, maybe 19. I thought they competed well yesterday, but the competition was, very, very good. You had Kearney there, Grand Island Northwest, who I think has always had a good, track team. So there was some very good competition. Holdridge was there, some smaller schools. Oh, like Ogallala, and, they're just barely a Class C school. Hershey was there. So there was some, some quality kids there, regardless of class. So, yeah, we saw some really, really good things. Cozad was there, of course, and they have some very good sprinters and good jumpers. So, the Hoffmaster boy yesterday jumped, 24.5 and a half, I think. That's not a bad jump, So, it was pretty exciting. I got to watch him do that. So that was pretty fun.
Have you ever in your lifetime of coaching this early in the season in early March seen a kid go over 24 feet in the long jump in the first meet?
Well, no. I've never watched, I can't say that I've ever watched a high school boy ever jump 24 feet. We've had a few guys jump into 23s, but that one was really a big jump. It was pretty exciting to watch. So, pretty exciting.
Cole Davidson was right there in that long jump area too, and I see just a kind of a promising freshman went 19 feet. I think he's got a good career ahead of him, doesn't he?
I think he really does. He likes track and field. Watched him last year as an eighth grader compete. Knew he had some abilities. We took him and let him get in a few jumps yesterday. Thought he jumped really well. 19 feet for his first meet out, no more than we've practiced long jump. I thought he jumped really well. It's nice to see for him. I'm excited to see how he does as the season goes along. I think he'll do some really nice things. We also jumped Chance Schmidt yesterday. Chance was the only guy that jumped or competed in two events yesterday. Everybody else did one. Wound up with, he high jumped almost. He jumped the PR yesterday, made 5.8. Was just under 19 feet yesterday in the long, and really didn't get much lift off the board, so he was pretty flat. So get those kind of things fixed, he might jump even further. So pretty excited to see that.
You had a couple of vaulters also, and it's among the field events. Vaulters, some jumpers as well.
Yeah, and I know those guys weren't too happy with the performances that they had, but, it was the first meet out. I think they've only been over a bungee, in practice, like maybe 3-4 times they've been over a bungee. The amount of times that they've been up on a bar, over a bar or a bungee is pretty limited. So, it's pretty early for them. And, of course, you put it indoors and it makes it a whole different ball game. It's just different when you go indoors. It's the same process, but it's just a little different while you're inside versus being outside in the great blue sky, so to speak. So I thought most of those guys are pretty young. Tate Moser's probably the oldest of the group. He's a senior this year. And he's come a long way from when he first started vaulting. So, pretty excited to see how those guys do as we go along.
And then you had some of your distance guys, I think milers, and then you put together 4x8 there as well.
Yeah, we did throw a 4x8 together. Had some new guys on there that I really wanted to see. Alec Vigneault ran on that yesterday for the first time. I thought he ran pretty well. He ran probably our second best split yesterday. Rand Brafar ran on that. He was a little tentative on his first couple laps. When you're inside, it just makes it all a little different. He's a little slower on his first couple laps. We led that off with Blake Rodewald, who I thought ran a really nice split. He's our seasoned veteran as far as coming to run the 4x8.5. He ran really well yesterday, I thought. And then Warren Witt was our anchor. And again, he's a sophomore, and that was his first time running on that indoor track. And it was just different running inside. I thought we ran pretty well. I think we can get down. Hopefully we can break that 9-minute mark. So, that's kind of the goal in my mind anyway. We ran 9:29 yesterday. I think we can get down below that 9-minute mark. So as we go through the season.
Well, you get another full week coming up, Coach, and then it's on to the first outdoor invite, and that Aurora meet is always pretty good with a lot of quality teams there as well next week.
Yep. I think there are six teams that go there. You have Broken Bow again there. We'll be there. Aurora is there, of course. GI Northwest will be there. You know, there's just going to be some new faces that we get to see. That's always kind of nice. You don't get to see the same people all the time. You know, we see a lot of Gothenburg. We see a lot of Holdridge. We see a lot of Ogallala. It's just nice to see some different people. However, here as of late, we've seen a lot of Aurora as well. So, you know, I think our kids are coming along. I think we're going to continue to get better. Just have to see how the season goes. You know, all we can do is work to get better.